This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
After the hour, welcome back into the whole show powered by Chevron. We're live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. With me now on the First Advantage Hotline, the Kevin Lytle, our CSU Rams insider from the Colorado. And Kevin, my man, I'm glad we can make this work. Yeah, you know, every week I ask, and every week you keep saying yes, so I feel pretty good about that.
Absolutely. What better way to spend a midday Thursday?
I know. It's weird, though. We used to spend all afternoon together on a Thursday. When Rams Weekly's going on, we'll fire that back up, I'm sure, for football season. So I get to see a little bit. This is just a little preview.
I know. Brady Kevin Thursdays have taken a little hit, but
yeah,
we're still moving along.
How about the CSU Rams on the football side of things, Kevin? For the portal, I know you put out your portal tracker the other day or so, and I think that's a great resource for Rams fans just taking a look. But really, it hasn't, I mean, other than the Justice Ross Simmons move, it hasn't been that crazy, really, in or out on the portal side of things for CSU.
Yeah, exactly. Right now, I'd say it's looking about like we expected after the Justice Ross Simmons news. Obviously, that was the big one, which, you know, we've now known for a couple weeks that, you know, the guy that would have been number two receiver was leaving. And lo and behold, he ended up at Syracuse, which wasn't a surprise to, I think, anyone. But yeah, otherwise, the guys that have left are all guys that weren't really going to play or play much this year. I'm thinking through it, you know, Jacob Belton on the offensive line wasn't really in the mix. Silas Evans, maybe a little disappointed in a young receiver, leaving after just a year. But again, receiver's a spot that they're good at, you know, finding and recruiting guys. Van Shield, I think it makes a lot of sense. He's a guy that did a lot for CSU last year, you know, because of injuries. But, you know, he's a good player, but now he's kind of buried on the depth chart as CSU has a, you know, really loaded running back room. So, you know, a guy like him, you almost, I don't want to say celebrate him leaving, but no, he's leaving, you know, on good terms and, you know, to go pursue a starting spot elsewhere. So, yeah, I think right now pretty quiet. There will be incomings. You know, obviously outgoings have to happen first, you know, kind of all around the country, and then you get the incomings. But, you know, we'll probably see, I think, you know, 4 to 5 roughly transfers into CSU between now and next year.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And the portal is just, it's so crazy, man. And I know all teams are dealing with it. And it just depends on the year. Some years this team's going to have a lot of guys out. Sometimes it's going to have a lot of guys coming in. It really just depends on your situation.
Yeah, totally. I think probably the most important thing to understand, it's such a big change over the last, you know, couple of years. It's just, there's not going to be a quiet year where, you know, there's not really incomings or outgoings. You know, I know people always get alarmed when someone leaves the pro, you know, oh, what's wrong? You know, is there locker room strife? And, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean anything because every program is going to have players going in and out because as of right now, there's completely free movement across college athletics. There's no limit on how many times you can transfer. So it's just going to be the case. You know, a lot of times it's a, you know, almost mutual of, hey, you know, there's not really a spot for you here. So, you know, you might want to go find somewhere else. And, you know, obviously players want to play. So it's just kind of what college athletics is right now, almost full free agency. I've been talking with some folks, partially joking, but not fully joking of, you know, why not at the end of the year, just everyone is basically a free agent. And you recommit to the school you're at rather than, you know, right now we almost have, you know, it's almost a surprise when it's like, oh, wait, that guy's not leaving. So that's how chaotic it is.
Well, Kevin, Angel, producer extraordinaire over there, brought it up during one of our breaks. And he's like, look at all these guys that are entering the portal. And then there's a couple of them that are like, never mind, my bad, I'm going right back. And he asked the question, and I thought it was, you know, eye-opening for me. He's like, are these guys almost holding out now? Or they threaten, okay, we're going to the portal unless you can find a better situation for me, and then we're coming back. I mean, that's a realistic point.
That's a great way to put it. I don't think there are a ton of those, and I think it's probably more likely at the huge schools that, you know, probably do have more resources. But there are absolutely some of those, you know, like you say, a guy kind of enters the portal or makes sure that it's known that they're considering entering the portal. And then, yeah, something behind the scenes happens. All of a sudden, you know, happy day, we're all good here. You see in recruiting sometimes too, a guy is committed, doesn't sign, you know, kind of wavers, so to speak, and then all of a sudden all is good, they sign. It's probably not hard to do the math on what could be happening behind the scenes there. So yeah, I hadn't really heard that phrase with it, but I think, yeah, holding out for a better, you know, deal almost is at times a pretty accurate way to describe it.
No question. Kevin Lytle joining us from the Colorado. And okay, wanted to get your thoughts from the spring game. Again, is it the end all be all if one guy shines or one guy struggles? No, but to my understanding, Kevin, I wasn't able to make it out there this weekend, but there were a lot of starters that didn't even really participate.
Yeah, exactly. I think, you know, to be honest, that's the biggest takeaway, is that a lot of the guys who are playing as ones in the spring game are maybe number twos in the fall. So, you know, off the top of my head, Justin Marshall, Torrey Horton, three starting O-linemen, Chase Wilson, Henry Blackburn, Dom Jones, you know, these are all guys that are potentially or almost certainly starters in the fall, and they weren't playing. I'm missing a couple too, various things, little injuries and stuff. You know, a guy like Torrey Horton, who's mostly been practicing lately, but it's almost, you know, why have Torrey Horton get hurt or hit in a spring game? So yeah, I mean, you had roughly a dozen guys that are either starters or very important players that weren't in the game. So anyone, you know, I've seen a few kind of big reactions on social media of, oh, you know, this team's going to be terrible. You know, no, it's, yeah, I'm not saying they're going to be perfect either. We just don't know, because there were so many key guys out in that game. So it just, you know, to be frank, you didn't learn a ton. You saw some glimpses, but Norvell mentioned it after, you know, in this portal era, you know, your roster in spring is pretty small anyways. And then when you have injuries, which, you know, are going to happen, it's just hard to play a real game. That's why you saw a team like an Ole Miss do just like a skills competition as opposed to a real game. So if you were watching that spring game, I would just say don't take any huge overreactions either way as to what that will mean for the season.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I typically try to look at it that way. Even if you see a guy just flat out shine, that might not mean anything come fall. That all being said, Kevin, and you can think about this if you want to answer next week too, but who is a guy on this roster right now that we're not talking about that you think we will be talking about by the time fall comes around?
I'll give you two, probably, partially because of the position they're in. So one is Isaiah Sissama, cornerback transfer from Nevada. You know, we know CSU gave up too many yards last year. Obviously, their top corner, Chigi Anuzium, is you know, potentially getting selected in the NFL draft this weekend. So that was a big position that they needed to improve. Again, we don't know for sure if they will have until the fall, but Isaiah Sissama looked really good in spring. He had a really good spring game. He's a really aggressive corner despite not being very big. So I'm very intrigued to see him during the season. And the guy that I think is really in line for a breakout is Boom Jock at linebacker. We saw him play a decent bit last year, and I think people know who he is, but he fits the part of a really dynamic linebacker, and they've really thrown a lot on him this spring. I'm really excited to see what he does in the fall. So I think he has a chance, you know, one of those young guys that's been part of these, you know, really highly rated recruiting classes that are now maturing into key players. I'm really excited to see what he does.
Well, both guys.
And also, Boom Jock. I mean, what a name for a linebacker.
It's the best football name in general, I think, that you can have, man. I mean, it's got to be up there.
Yeah, it's perfect. So if you know, Boom Jock turns into a star linebacker, I mean, whew, that's perfect.
Well, and both of those guys are going to be, if they can, they're going to need it. Because as you said, replacing a couple of key guys on the defensive side, and you talk about a cornerback position, when you look at Chiggy, we'll see where he ends up going with the NFL draft, and I'll ask you about that in a moment too. But that was, you know, year one under Jay Norvell, the secondary was a pretty big strength for Colorado State. Maybe took a step back last year, but they're looking to kind of regain that side, I know, on Freddie Banks' defense.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's no doubt that the defense has to be better. Obviously, the offense does play a role because offense, you know, turned the ball over too much, was too erratic last year, and that did hurt the defense. But the big plays allowed, you just can't have that kind of, no matter what the offense is doing. So, yeah, those corners, you know, Sistema and whoever else it ends up being, they're going to have to be, you know, better.
Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Colorado. Okay, Kevin, I haven't done this with you in a while, but I think we're going to put you through a little rapid fire right now. And it's going to be just all things draft here. I'm going to ask you where these guys are going. Edge rusher,
perfect.
Mo Camara. Where's he going? Is there a chance he goes tonight or no?
No, not tonight. He's third round. I'm going to pin him in the third.
Third round. Okay, next, tight end, Dallin Holker. Absolutely a stud. So much fun to watch last year. Where's he going? Is he getting drafted?
Yeah, Dallin seems to be the one who's widest variety of mocks. I'm going to say early six.
Early sixth round. Okay, and finally, the cornerback, Chiggy. Love that guy, an amazing human. Where's he going?
Yeah, Chiggy is a great guy. He's the one that, you know, maybe helped himself the most in the offseason, because I think when the season ended last year, you know, we probably didn't have him pegged as a draft pick, but he's had a really good, you know, pro day and everything. I'm going to put him in the sixth as well.
Sixth as well. Okay, bonus NBA draft. Does Isaiah Stevens get drafted?
My heart wants to say yes. My head is concerned that it's no.
Yeah,
although maybe being a free agent where you get to pick your system isn't a bad thing.
No, and maybe he'll just pick Denver. How about that? Wouldn't that be fantastic? We get a former Ram playing for the Denver Nuggets.
There you go. I know everyone loves, you know, whenever there's a local prospect, try and put him on the local team. So why not?
I do it every single year. I'm like, yeah, does he fit? I don't care. I know his name. I know what he's about. So let's put him over there. Kevin, always appreciate you, man. I know you'll be updating information on the portal side of things for us. You caught up and had a great conversation with Nico Medved that I certainly urge Rams fans to check out. So you've got a lot of Rams coverage coming our way.
Yeah, definitely. The portal, both basketball and football, is going to be cooking. There's going to be stuff coming here soon.
All right, my man. Kevin, appreciate you as always. We'll look to catch up with you next week.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Kevin Lytle says Mo Camara, third round. Dallin Holker, sixth round. Chiggy, sixth round as well. And maybe no draft pick in no draft selection in the future for Isaiah Stevens. Angel, I read something this morning that a lot of anonymous NBA executives are saying this is one of the worst as far as draft prospects heading into the NBA draft this year. Can you believe that? I mean,
just the way college basketball has changed, the way you may be looking more at international players,
mm-hmm.
It's hard to find that talent that really stands out as the top five players. I mean, outside of like a Dalton Connect type of guy.
There was a couple guys, but you're right. There's not a lot of big names heading into this draft, and it's unfortunate, but you also look at it and say, man, this was also the year of the women's game that they dominated because they were great, but also the men didn't help their situation at all either. It wasn't as powerful of a college basketball season, I think, overall. 19 minutes after the hour. We got about 10 minutes left, so give me your predictions. What are the Broncos going to do with number 12? We're finally going to know after tonight. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Bingo. of Colorado presents Nuggets and Avalanche games on KFKA. We are Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado. Proud partner of UNC Athletics. Member FDIC.